fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 29th day of March, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, live broadcast begins right now at Republic Broadcasting with my show, the John Moore Show. And we do begin, I'm proud to say, with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The purpose of today is to work on your physical fitness. It's going to be different things for different people. Everybody has limits. Everybody has restrictions on their abilities. You could be a 20-year-old Olympic athlete. You could be an 85-year-old grandparent. It doesn't matter. Understand what those limits are, work within them. If you have concerns about hurting yourself, be sure and talk to your healthcare professional before you start anything that could hurt you. All right, I know quite a few have been waiting for my next sale on energy cleaners. The Easter sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until Monday at midnight. So if you want an energy cleaner at a discount, here you go. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads, and additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. So this is your chance to place your order at my website or use my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. All right. We have a lot of things going on, a lot of things to talk about. We have in New York City last night, a pro-Palestinian protest outside a Democratic fundraiser in New York, where they were protesters were wanting the Democratic Party to "quote unquote" abandon Biden is what I'm trying to say. On the other side, on the left coast, anti-Zionists riot at the Berkeley City Council meeting on the Holocaust. I'm not sure why the city council would have a meeting on the Holocaust, but apparently they did. and here's another headline. President Biden plans to support the Palestinian Authority, ignoring corruption warnings and Hamas. What a mess. What an absolute mess. I spent a year of my life studying Middle East terrorists my last year in the U.S. Army. I was with a 6th Special Forces group at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. What do they call it now? Fort Liberty? What a silly thing. General Bragg was a man of honor and integrity. Regardless, our AO, area of operation, was the Middle East, specifically Egypt. I helped write the monthly intelligence report that went to our higher headquarters and went to the Pentagon. My specific job that was pretty much 100% mine was to maintain all the maps of Egypt. We had an entire wall of a map, specifically made map filing cabinets that drawers were about 2 inches tall and 2 feet wide and about 3 feet deep. Each one could hold these topographical maps. Many of these maps were mostly blank. There was a desert, the Sahara Desert. And, of course, the urban areas were filled up with all the things urban areas have. But when I went in there, when I took over that job as an intelligence analyst, nobody had done maintenance on those maps for probably 2 or 3 years, and they were a mess. Things out of place, maps that needed to be ordered that we had vacant spots for, and so forth. Just an administrative job, but it was important. And we had no computers, of course. We had 3x5 index card. Each known terrorist had his own 3x5 index card. We had thousands and thousands of 3x5 index cards with all the biographical information on the known terrorist in Egypt. I was put on alert twice to invade the Middle East that year being 1969. Luckily, myself and my 599 friends did not have to go. We all knew it would be a one-way trip. It would be 600 of us against tens of millions of screaming Egyptians. That would not have been a good trip. But luckily, it didn't happen. Thank goodness it did not happen. Thank God it did not happen. Got a headline here. It's Tucker Carlson saying doctors should apologize for recommending the COVID vaccination. Well, that's being awfully polite, isn't it? I'm no doctor. When it came to science, I took science in high school, as almost everybody was required to. I sat there and I learned a little, I guess, about science, but I'm no scientist, no doctor. But one thing I do know is that even for those of you who believe vaccines are a good thing, there's never been, never has been, never will be a safe and effective vaccine developed and ready for the public in 9 months or less. That's never happened. And it will never happen. Anthony Fauci was making claims that the science had improved. No, the science had not improved. There is no skipping the animal test. That can't be done. That's what they claim they did, because you can't do animal tests in 9 months or less, obviously. Can't. I'll be speaking in Dallas, Texas next weekend at the Hear the Watchman conference. I'll be speaking primarily on the worst crime in human history, that crime being the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. We should have Marie Lester with us today. She's the elected coroner of the largest county in the state of Missouri, Texas County, Missouri. And almost every week she has updates on what's going on with the consequences of the COVID vaccine in her county, including what's come to be known as turbo cancer. This is where a man or woman, I don't know about boys and girls, but a man or woman goes from healthy and no cancer diagnosis to having stage 4 diagnosis in just a couple of months. And then shortly after that, dying. These doctors, they all know, as I know, and I'm sure most of you know, that a safe and effective vaccine has never been, never will be, can't be developed in 9 months or less. Of course they know that. It's delusional not to think that, not to believe that. Of course it's delusional. Now, at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'm going to go there real quick. You scroll down the right side. These panels tend to get moved about as things come and go. But move down the right side to the second row of panels in bright red letters. It says, John's warning about COVID vaccines, May 7th, 2020. 8 minutes. This won't take up much of your time. 8 minutes. I make two claims. Dr. Ed Horowitz is on with me. He agreed with both my claims. First of all, my claim that a safe and effective vaccine cannot be developed in 9 months or less. Absolutely true. My second claim, no evidence at the time and in May of 2020, but I now have evidence through my private sources that the vaccine was already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. Why is that? Well, the actual development began 6 years before they were released in January 2021. Not 9 months, 6 years. And as a homicide detective, I developed two skills to a pretty high level. Those two skills being locating witnesses, the second skill being debriefing or interviewing those witnesses. I'm very good at both. And I've saved several men's lives because of those skills where I was able to find the man or men who actually did the murder as opposed to my client who was completely innocent. Yes, I've done that. It's very gratifying to do so. So here we are. We're wrapping up the third month of the year. Start the fourth month in a couple of days. According to Marie Lassiter, this year, 2024, will be the beginning of the big kill-off. Now, we've known since, I believe, the fall of 2023, and I hope I got this right, the time frame. An insurance executive revealed what his actuaries told him is that we have a 20% increase in all-cause mortality. Now, let's define that a little bit. What is all-cause mortality? That's people dying from all causes. They could be automobile accidents, cancer, heart attacks, doesn't matter. All-cause mortality is just that, people dying from all causes, even suicide. There's never been, in this country, a 20% increase in all-cause mortality. That's never happened in this country. It's a very rare thing worldwide. Now, we can point to some aberrations in human history and human behavior, such as what took place in Cambodia, where one-third of all the people were murdered by the Cambodian government, killing fields. That's an aberration. I'm not sure how close the bubonic plague in the Middle Ages in Europe came to a 20% increase in all-cause mortality. That's probably the closest thing that I can think of. If you know something that comes up better than that, please let us know. The majority of these new deaths are concentrated in people between 20 and 50 years old, men and women who should be their healthiest, most productive parts of their lives, being struck down and dying because they accepted the COVID vaccination and one or more boosters. It's all the boosters are is more shots of the same vaccine, by the way, in case you don't know. The second booster is where the fatalities really kick in. The first, it takes at least one booster before you're more at greater risk of dying. By the second booster, you really increase the percentage chances that you're going to be dying as a consequence of doing this, which includes my daughter, her husband, my two youngest grandchildren who are seniors in high school. It's hard to come to a psychological accommodation that what's most precious to me will be gone, my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandchildren. But I've had no choice except to come to an accommodation of that probably going to be my reality. My oldest grandson, who I was his surrogate father for about 3 or 4 years of his life between the ages of 3 and 7. He did not get the clot shot. So thank goodness I'll have somebody to continue the family bloodline. The likelihood of my other grandchildren doing it is dramatically reduced. But that's my reality. And for many of you, that's going to become your reality too, whether you like it or not. So here we are. Worst crime in human history that we did to ourselves. I don't get involved publicly in these debates between scientists about whether COVID is or is not a virus. Let the scientists hash it out between themselves. I'm simply not going to participate. What I do talk about publicly, what I emphasize, is the COVID vaccination itself being a biological weapon. Of course it is. Now, Japan no longer recommends the COVID vaccinations. They may take another step and outright ban it. Now, some headlines were saying that they banned it. I'm not sure that's quite accurate. But it is accurate to say that the Japanese government no longer recommends the COVID vaccinations. They cite too many deaths. I believe it was swine flu vaccine back in the 70s. 6 people died from it, and they shut down the whole thing nationwide. Only 6 people died. We now have tens of thousands of people who've died from the COVID vaccination. Tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands. It's hard to determine the real numbers, because once you're 2 or 3 days past the vaccination, typically the vaccination is not blamed for the fatality. It could be a year later where the person dies of a heart attack, or they die of what we call COVID cancer or something else. So the vaccination is not given the credit that it deserves for killing these men and women. I still occasionally, when I go to Rolla, Missouri, I'll see men and women wearing masks. I see videos of taking place around the country, people wearing masks, continuing the non-scientific belief that somehow they will be protected from a virus if they wear a mask. The mask may as well be a mosquito net. If you've ever seen a mosquito net, I've got my friend Tim Spencer is now deceased. I had the idea of making mesh mosquito nets, and I didn't have time to mess with it. So I said, Tim, take it over. You make it your business. You sell it. You keep the profits. He had 3 lovely Filipino women living near Salem, Missouri, the wives of American men, working full time to fabricate these masks, and they came in different colors, and we shipped them all over the world. It was a great business for a year or so. And I still occasionally get an inquiry about the mosquito mask, and I had fun with it myself. I know I was another conference in Dallas that I was speaking at. So I arrive at the Hilton Hotel in Dallas, and I'm not wearing a mask, and young man behind the clerk behind the desk, he wanted me to wear a mask. He says, I can't check you unless you wear a mask. And I said, well, okay. So I put on my mosquito net mask. It covered up my mouth, my nose, and my eyes. My whole face was covered with a mosquito net mask. He went ahead and checked me in, and he got really, really quiet. It was great fun. I recall walking into a store in St. Louis County without a mask, and of course all the employees and clerks are wearing masks, and it was an amazing response I got from these men and women. They were, and I felt bad for them, they were fearful of this man walking into the store and shopping without a mask. It was really terrible. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
My Easter sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now. That's $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads, and additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. In the last few weeks, we've had 4 U.S. Army Apache helicopters crash. This is a very important matter, very disturbing matter, which brings to mind Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, MD. She has been in charge, she's a medical doctor, in charge of, down in Alabama, of charge of certifying these pilots to be ready to pilot aircraft with their physical condition. She recommended, and she did sworn testimony before Congress, that every pilot who's been given the COVID vaccination be taken off flight status. That was her recommendation, which, of course, was ignored. It would basically shut down Army aviation, obviously. But let's not forget all the mechanics. all the men, and I guess women too, all the men who work on these Apache helicopters also got the COVID vaccination clot shot. Dr. Long's warnings were ignored by the U.S. Army, ignored by the Department of Defense. And here we are with these Apache helicopters. These are magnificent aircraft. They've been in service for 40 years. Magnificent aircraft dropping out of the sky. Now, I haven't seen any of the investigations into these crashes. I'm not privy to that. Probably never will be. What I am privy to is Dr. Long's statements. Now, at my website, at thelibertyman.com, there is a rather brief testimony. I think it's less than half an hour long. I'm clicking on it now to see how long this thing is. I believe she was up in Alaska and did this presentation. 32 minutes. Yeah, it's not very long at all. But a good synopsis of what she's become aware of is the cover-up to conceal what's been going on. And, of course, it's not just the Army, aviation. She's happens to be the whistleblower. We have aviators in the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, Coast Guard. Pretty much 100%. There may have been some exceptions. I'm not aware of them. There may have been some exceptions to these vaccinations among the pilots in the various services. I don't know. Okay, I'm trying to get Randy connected here. 512-248-8252. Okay, we'll see if we can get that over to Randy and maybe he can call in. And we can get some updates on what's going on at the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. There's legal protections for whistleblowers. Legal protections and supposed to protect the whistleblower, protect their career, protect them, their pension and everything. Despite those legal protections being put in place, they removed Dr. Long from her position of certifying or not certifying these pilots fit for duty. And they gave her another position. That's kind of expected. And I'm sure she expected that, despite the whistleblower protection. And it looks like we now have with my friend Randy Parker. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. How are you, John?
Good. You have good audio. We had some technical difficulties, but we got you with us. Are you by yourself, or is Leah with us also?
Leah's here as well.
Fantastic. Well, I was just going over something you made up. I know you're a busy guy with all your different projects. In the last few weeks, four U.S. Army Apache helicopters have crashed. The Army National Guard has put them on, taken them off duty, all the Apache helicopters, and grounded them. The active duty Army has not done that. But I was talking about Dr. Long, Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, M.D., whose job down in Alabama was to certify the pilots as being ready to and able to fly. She recommended under oath before Congress that all pilots should be taking off flight status. And now it looks like we're finding out firsthand the reality of her warning, aren't we, Randy?
Yes, we are. And, of course, I'm sure all of them, well, we know all of them were vaccinated.
That's right.
Or took the jab. Yes, yes. Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's a tragic thing.
And,
well, here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Health Simple with Colorado Shioji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Easter sale energy cleaner is in effect right now until midnight Monday, and that's a great sale, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads, and additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Randy Parker, he is here to represent the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. If you want to live someplace that is beautiful, that has four real seasons without the extreme heat of southern Florida, without the extreme cold of northern Michigan, but four real seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall, have neighbors that are all conservative Christian patriots, then the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community is the place you want to be, isn't it, Randy?
It is, John, and a wonderful experience developing, building Arkhaven. We have people that come from all over the world to live, and and change their lives and come out of the cities. And it's a place where we've had experience in transitioning people. So we have people that build homes we think a person could imagine to do when they come and decide to join us here at Ark Haven.
Well, there's 12 miles of roads, more miles of the roads to be built. We have many. I'm going to ask this to Leah. What's the approximate population, Leah, of full-time residents at Ark Haven, if you know, my dear?
We were from about 65 families.
Then you don't know the population. You know how many families there are.
Well, we've got some that have moved in that are building, that are still living, you know, in Harrison.
Right. Right.
With children and everything, there's probably over 100 people here.
Well, I would think so. If there's more than 60 families, there's probably approaching 150 people or so, given children and everything. That's a nice little community in terms of population. In terms of square miles, this is a big place, isn't it, Randy?
It is. I think around, well, I don't know how square miles, but it's 6 miles of connected land.
Right. Well, a square mile is 640 acres, and it's a place where you can build a, you know, pick out a lot, 5 acres or more. You may or may not see your neighbors in the wintertime. And in the summertime, most of these homes are pretty hidden by the foliage, aren't they, the majority of them?
They are, and that's one of the amazing things about living like this on state style living is, you know, your neighbors, you would seem like 150 people is a lot of people, but it's really spread out in a way to where your privacy is respected in the way that it's aesthetically set. It's just beautiful. It's like living in a national park.
Right, right. Well, where I live is only 3 acres, but it's to walk the perimeter of my 3 acres is about half a mile. City people, if they're not used to how big the country is, they're somewhat amazed, Randy, at how much space there is and what you get for your money, aren't they?
It's open to a lot of when we put them on a side by side, which we like to do, to where we can show them all the intricate parts of the community. They always seem overwhelmed by the amount of land there is. It's a lot, and it adds to the beauty and the layout of Ark Haven and makes it beautiful to live. So you can actually see the end goals come to fruition when you see how everything is laid out and how we've designed it to ultimately be when we're completed, if we ever are.
Well, there's always going to be more projects. That's the nature of that kind of project. Do we have an update on Brother Up the Grove, by the way, while I'm thinking about it?
It's actually stable. He hasn't gotten any worse, and I wouldn't say that he's gotten any better as well. He's still in the rehab center in Hot Springs, but we're going to pray for his recovery and hope to see him walking around and back with us soon, hopefully, the Lord willing.
Here's an interesting sentence at my website at thelibertyman.com at the COVID, at the Ark Haven panel. This one sentence: all of Ark Haven's land was uncultivated, uncontaminated, virgin land that has been owned by ranchers for generations. That's a powerful statement all by itself, isn't it, Randy?
It is. I believe one of the options of Ark Haven is the neighbors that surround us all own 1,000-plus acres, and it gives it an extra barrier that is just a natural protection. And those people have owned those lands for generations, and certainly the land that we're owned a fat that bought the that we got from the majority of it was a hunting club for over 40 years. I'll tell you exactly how primitive it really was. There wasn't any roads here. There was nothing. And it was overwhelming when we first saw it, but we saw the beauty of it and saw the roses through the trees.
Well, typically a hunting club would be, the members would be men and women with enough financial wherewithal to join a private club just for the purpose of hunting a few days a year. And that's what they want, is undeveloped land. They don't want anything to be done to it, do they?
Not, left as it is. And there was a few goat trails that we were able to travel down, but for the most part, anything that you were able to travel down was done by them and to certain places that were very in.
Well, Leah, we have new listeners every week, so we need to revisit these issues every week because we do. That's the nature of talk radio. There's quite a few homeschool families at Arcave and Arthur, Leah.
There are quite a few homeschooling families, and we are talking with more every day that are coming with more children.
And the homeschoolers, it's a combination of teaching at the kitchen table and then group get-togethers with all the homeschool children getting together for various activities. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
There's also a homeschool group around the community itself. Like in the surrounding little towns, there's been homeschooling groups here for a time before we came, and a lot of people join those as well for different activities and sporting events and things.
Well, the make-believe pandemic that began in 2020 caused the greatest increase in homeschooling nationwide because parents had no choice. And it probably had a similar effect around Harrison, Arkansas also. Parents in Harrison, Arkansas had no choice but to become homeschoolers for some period of time, didn't they, Leah?
Did. He found out in the same situation with our son who was graduating, ended up graduating from home. It was very, it was definitely a very different time for those children that were, you know, transitioning.
It was, and no doubt about it. Well, Leah, getting back to you, women have different interests and than men do, obviously. They like to get their hair done professionally, nails done also, maybe go to a spa once in a while for the different services that they offer. Are all those things available in Harrison for the ladies at Arkhaven?
Absolutely. Harry and Brant, they are just as good as any other salon that I've been to across the United States whenever I've been on vacation.
And most likely a deep discount compared to what would be for the same services on the East Coast or West Coast, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It's more priced and just as good and much quicker a lot of time.
Right. Well, prices in general, obviously for automobiles and food, there's not going to be a whole lot of difference. But for things that people have to do, get their automobile repaired, we already mentioned the services for women. But many goods and services in Northwest Arkansas are less expensive than they would be on the East Coast or West Coast, aren't they, Leah?
Oh, yes, sir. When we lived out there, I remember things were so much price different, and I can only imagine now.
Absolutely. Well, it's a good thing. People are delightfully surprised to find out how inexpensive things can be in the Ozarks and in the Midwest, but that's a good thing also. And Randy, the men, the activities the men participate in, obviously there's hunting and fishing. Is there also prayer groups that are for the men and exclusive ones for the women as well, Randy?
There was. In fact, we went to one last night. Was there at about 9 o'clock, and so that one is every Thursday night. But what we do is there's multiple prayer groups that different people have and different services, and like we hosted an event a Saturday for our son, and we had a few neighbors here. And so there's always some type of an event going on, and we have a private signal group that we communicate those events to each other and communicate through that. And not just for normal events, we also have a special response team. We have medical meetings going on, just all types of things.
Okay. Do you have an update on the status of the community center that's being built, sir?
Right now, we're working on the infrastructure around it. In fact, we're waiting on the spray foam people to come in and spray foam the insides, and then we'll put the electricity in and the plumbing and things like that.
Well, which brings to mind contractors. You've been there long enough, you and Leah and others, to know which contractors are the good guys and perform a great job on time, in budget. And you know the ones that don't you, sir?
We do, and we put together a list for people that are transitioning, which makes it so much easier for them. That was one of the things that was really finding the people that are reliable, that do good work. And a lot of people have moved here that are actually neighbors, people who own land that have those skills as well, and that really makes it nice.
Well, having qualified contractors is something that people need to know is in place. Going to a new area, people don't want to end up like the TV show Green Acres, where the local guys are waiting to take advantage of the city people coming out there. That's not the case at Arkhaven at all, is it?
It is not. You know, we have examples of a lot of people's work that they've already done that we can show, and it makes the world a difference. It really does. And living in a place that's so remote, it's great to know that there's been a lot of examples of building skills and other things that people have done to show up.
Now, at my website, libertyman.com, we have a contracting company that they build custom log home kits. I won't say cabin because a log cabin is one room, but you have your choice of building a one room cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a lodge similar to the ones featured in the TV show Yellowstone. And this company will take the blueprints from your engineer, your architect, and custom cut the logs, have them delivered to the job site, and then have the contractor erect the log home to the specifications of the architect. That's just one of many things that can be done. There's a lot of options for building a home at Arkhaven, aren't there, sir?
There, and Lee and I, as you know, live in a log cabin. We love it, so we certainly recommend that. But there's traditional builders that build conventional custom homes. We have a couple of Mennonite family that builds cabins, and one that will take your floor plan and build the outside and the inside walls and dry it in completely, and then you have neighbors and other contractors do the finish work or yourself. A lot of people like to do the finish work themselves. We have box blocks, TF blocks, and other technologies that are fairly new to the market that have come around. We have a couple that even live work. So there's all types of different options that you have.
Absolutely. And obviously, you want to see people build safe, sound structures on one hand. On the other, the county has no building permits or building inspections, either one, does it?
It does not. No, there is a perk test if you own less than 11 acres, but other than that, there's no permits needed to build here in the county.
Yeah. In Missouri, to have a home with a septic system, you have to have 3 acres or more. That's state law, and that's not a bad law. It helps keep everybody safe, and I'm good with that. But people from the East Coast and West Coast, they can't build a small shed in their backyard to put their lawnmower in without permits and inspections, and they're shocked to find out. I don't know if you can still hear me. I had a glitch there. They're shocked to find out that there's no building permits or inspections either one. They're shocked, aren't they, Randy?
They are. In fact, it always comes up when we
Hello,
start
Randy.
Talking shop. Yeah,
okay.
We're here.
I'm not sure what's going on. It looks like I'm off the air. Okay. Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Randy.
Yes,
we're having some
sir.
Glitches here. I'm not sure.
We
I'm
can
on
hear
here.
You.
Randy, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can.
We got a last break coming up in about less than a minute here. And it looks like I'm on the air, but Randy isn't. Maybe we'll get that cleared up after this break. That should be happening. Well, it looks like I'm off the air now, too. Now we're back. We have our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. the only question that matters. Who are you?
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Randy, you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, we had some technical issues here, and we're back. Well, before we wrap this segment up, we need to let people know that Archive and Intentional Community makes sure that, everybody's compatible. The prospective buyers check out Archhaven. Archhaven checks out the prospective buyers. And this is a way we avoid issues in the future, don't we, Randy?
Right. No vetting goes ways. We start by a person reaching out to us, and they can do that via your website or calling. And from there, we just get to know each other, and we have a lot of questions that are asked, and vetting process starts. They generally meet multiple people, and it's a process, but it's one that's necessary on every side. You know, we want that's everyone right. to be carefully that belong here.
And Mia, Leah, when the families move there, they can participate in any activity they want or choose not to, including their religious ceremonies and prayer meetings. Everything's optional, isn't it, Leah?
Absolutely. We need to just make sure that the people moving in were like-minded individuals and give them the opportunity to participate if they would like or have the option not to.
Now, there's other activities that women like that go on there. What are one or two of the activities that the ladies participate in as a group?
The ladies have gotten for luncheons. The ladies have gotten together to do exercise. The ladies have gotten to learn how to milk goats. Some of them have gotten together to learn how to slaughter chickens. It's just up to the desire of each lady and the time they have available.
Absolutely. Well, Leah and Randy, I want to thank you for being with us. It was a great few minutes we had, despite the technical issues. And we look forward to having you back on next Friday morning.
Thank you, John. We made it. Love your show.
Okay. Thanks, guys. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with my pastor, Pastor Evan Bell. And we'll have a discussion with Evan Bell about all kinds of matters. Bright guy. He spent a lot of time in South Central Europe as a missionary. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.